1. Summary. 1.1. In 2013, Her Majesty's Crown Prosecution Service Inspectorate, HMC PSI, and Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, HMIC FRS, published a joint report on the Police and Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, response to disability hate crime. Prior to the 19th of July 2017, HMI CFRS was Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, HMIC. We made a series of recommendations aimed at improving practice to better protect victims and prevent offending. 1.2. A 2015 joint follow-up report on the progress made since 2013 found that real change had not fully materialised, even though the CPS had taken a number of actions, including producing the CPS Disability Hate Crime 10-Point Action Plan, published in October 2014, followed by the introduction of a hate crime assurance scheme in January 2015. As a result of the 2015 report, the then chief executive of the CPS assumed personal responsibility for driving improvements for outcomes and for handling disability hate crime cases in the CPS. 1.3. The findings from this joint inspection shows that the CPS focus has been maintained and there has been substantial progress in most respects. There has been welcome improvement in casework overall, but more needs to be done by prosecutors and police in handling disability hate crime cases. 1.4. At the start of this process, we found that all police force systems were able to record that a case involved elements of hate using hate crime flags. However, these flags were not always applied to relevant cases. This means that some victims may not receive the specialist support to which they are entitled and that forces do not have accurate data on the extent or patterns of offending in their areas. 1.5. Overall, more than half of the police files examined were assessed as requiring improvement or as inadequate. In particular, improvements are required at the investigation stage of disability hate crime cases, including in relation to timeliness, the quality of supervision, and the creation of investigation plans. The police also sometimes inappropriately used out-of-court disposals in disability hate crime cases. 1.6. In relation to victim care, police officers attending the initial incident only carried out risk assessments or produced risk management plans in about half of the cases sampled. This contrasted with the findings for compliance with the Victims Code of Practice, where, overall, the police performed well. Police referral to victim support services was also a more positive picture, with some police forces able to demonstrate effective referrals for all cases sampled. 1.7. Some of these findings reflect those of the recent HM Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, HMIC FRS, thematic report on the police response to all kinds of hate crime, which suggests the issues may be ingrained. HMIC FRS 2018, available from www.justiceinspectorates.gov.uk/HMICFRS. To make improvements, efforts need to be stepped up. 1.8. At the point of a case reaching the CPS, we found some issues around the application of the disability hate crime definition, with prosecutors expressing different views about when it should be used. This was a finding in the 2015 follow-up report, and our findings are that this still remains a problem. 1.9. In 2015, we described as unacceptably low the number of cases receiving an uplift on sentence because of the disability hate crime element, as recorded on the CPS case management system. Since then, there has been a sustained drive by the CPS to raise awareness of and identify these cases to ensure they are recorded on the system. In the 12 months to December 2017, the uplift was applied in 68.6% of cases where an application was made and performance continues to improve. 1.10. Area hate crime coordinators now carry out effective quality assurance checks of disability hate crime cases, and inspectors were impressed by the use of feedback to staff, particularly on the use of Section 146 of the Criminal Justice Act 2003, S146. Elements identified as good practice in our 2015 report are now embedded. 1.11. The CPS legal guidance on disability hate crimes is clear, although prosecutors do not always comply with what is required, particularly in the quality of their reviews. At the initial stage, when considering the Code for Crown Prosecutors, CPS casework decision-making is excellent. There was only one case examined in which the code was not applied correctly, and that was in respect of a victim who was not disabled. There have also been substantial improvements in other aspects of casework relating to the quality of the charging decision, and these have greatly improved since the 2015 Joint Inspection follow-up. Nevertheless, more could be done to improve the quality of charging decisions, as inspectors rated 32.5% as good or excellent and 67.5% as fair or poor. 1.12. In conclusion, the findings from this joint inspection show there has been a significant and welcome improvement in some aspects of casework. 1.13. Whilst these are welcome improvements, we found that the police and prosecutors were still not considering sufficiently the needs of the victims, particularly with regard to whether they needed reasonable adjustments to give evidence effectively. Whilst the quality of the information received from the police could be a contributory factor, prosecutors need to be better at considering this important aspect of victim care at the charging stage or later review. Strengths. We identified the following strengths. 1. The correct application of the Code for Crown Prosecutors in disability hate crime cases. 2. The quality assurance work carried out by the CPS Area Hate Crime Coordinators. Issues to address. The following issues need to be addressed by the CPS. 1. The prosecutor at the charging stage or initial review in police-charged cases should comply with the CPS guidance and set out clearly why the case should be flagged on the CPS case management system as a disability hate crime. 2. The CPS, in conjunction with the National Police Chiefs Council, should revise the police section of the MG3 record of charging decision so it can be flagged clearly to identify cases where, in accordance with the definition, the police consider there to be a hate crime. 3. Prosecutors should ensure that, in every case for which an S146 uplift is to be applied, they set out clearly at the charging stage the evidence or information that supports the application. 4. The CPS should modify the prosecutor app to allow the prosecutor at court to check the relevant box on the case management system, which shows that the S146 uplift has been applied by the court. 5. The CPS should negotiate with Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunal Service to ensure that the court sentencing record distinguishes the basic and uplift elements of the offence. 6. Prosecutors should comply with the requirement to send an S146 letter to the court, and the defence and compliance should be monitored by area hate crime coordinators. 7. The CPS and the National Police Chiefs Council Leeds for out-of-court disposals should review the current guidance for hate crime out-of-court disposals and should revise this guidance to make it clear when these are appropriate for hate crime. The following issues need to be addressed by the police. 1. Chief constables should ensure that the system used to transfer information to the CPS regarding the request for charging advice clearly identifies cases where, in accordance with the definition, the police consider a case to be a hate crime. 2. Chief constables should ensure that all cases involving disability hate crime are accurately flagged in accordance with the Home Office counting rules for recorded crime. 3. Chief constables should ensure that there is effective supervision of all disability hate crime cases to assure themselves that investigations and subsequent case file submissions to the CPS have been completed to an appropriate standard. 4. Chief constables should ensure that victims are offered an opportunity to make personal statements in all relevant cases, and that, when appropriate, these statements are taken and provided to the CPS.